Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when something whispers, "I'm the devil," it's probably not your sibling playing a prank.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you want to write it in, you can do that. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, there's no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to thousands and thousands of episodes in the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, never once in my life have you whispered to me, "I'm the devil."
That's right. I have never done that.
I've never done that to you. That's not an appropriate sibling prank.
There are some kind of lines you and I would not cross, and that's one of them.
Especially like in the middle of the night.
No
like
way.
When you're staying in my house, I sneak into your room and I'm like, "I'm the devil."
I know.
And you'd be like,
you know, did you ever think of like that it's nice that the devil can speak in English? Because
he can do whatever he wants. He does.
I guess so that you can hear it. But you think of all the languages and all the possibilities, and it's like, oh, well, he can speak this, you know? It did kind of, sometimes it cracks me up just a little bit.
But I think when you get
like
the messages.
He has to say anything at all.
But like if you were to get a message from God, it would come to you in the language that you can understand. Or if you get a message from, I don't know, whatever it might be. It would come to you in a way you can understand it, is my guess.
That you would think so, right? But I just wonder if it just seems a little too contrived. Let's put it that way, that you would be, "I am the devil." Like, maybe you would just show yourself.
Like, well, maybe
do you have
it
to
did.
Say anything?
Maybe it did.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard the story, so maybe it did.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, you know, like sometimes God could just work in different ways. He doesn't necessarily have to say something.
Like, tap, tap, tap. I'm God. Pay attention because I got a message.
I mean, you know, like, "I am God." Okay. And, you know, like you need a follow up from that. Like, so I'm the devil. Okay. And what? Like, is there a point to this conversation?
Yeah.
You know, like what happens after this, you know?
Well, and, you know, it's like the whole devil God concept, too, is pretty black and white. Is there some gray area in here? It's like I'm the devil assistant. And I've got a message from the devil because he's too busy to deliver, you know, messages himself.
I'm just wondering, like, it just seems like, does he have to announce himself?
Yeah.
Or would you just know because something pretty crappy was happening? Or, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know the story.
Well, so and I don't want it to happen. I don't want to, like, get a voice in my head that says, I'm the devil, tap, tap, tap on my shoulder. I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and see it. I don't want any of that.
No, none of it
for me. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Here's a story. It says, I'm not the best at putting my story into words because it makes me nervous, but I'll try my best. I believe my experience is enough to make even the most seasoned ghost hunters shake in their boots. I'm 37 now, but these stories span from when I was about 3 or 4 years old until I was 34. I was born and raised in the Blackville / Healing Springs area of South Carolina, a place with deep roots in Native American history and the infamous Battle of Slaughter Field. What a horrible name. Battle of Slaughter. My family has found arrowheads on our property over the years. We've always known the land has history. My dad's family owns hundreds of acres there, and I lived with my parents and sister in a house next to a pond on that land until my dad tragically died in a boating accident at Holman's Bridge when I was just 4. Although his death didn't happen on our property, there have been other tragic events in the area. Our neighbor's son died about 20 years ago as a teen, though I can't remember how. His mother, unable to cope, took her own life on the same property. And in 2015, my aunt passed away in her home and wasn't found for 2 weeks. It's a place with a lot of sadness, and I can't help but think that that has something to do with the things I've seen. One of my earliest memories happened when I was a little girl. I used to get in trouble for cussing. Yes, even at that age. And one day, after getting into trouble for saying a bad word, my mom locked me in my room, which had one of those hook locks on the outside of the room. I was crying on my bed when I heard a voice say, little girl. And I answered, huh? And the voice continued saying it was going to come get me if I wasn't a good girl. And I asked, who is it? And the voice simply said, the devil. Like, that's so mean to a little girl to do that. At that age, I didn't even know who the devil was. And I asked, where are you? And the voice replied, right here. Then, at the foot of my bed, I saw a head of dirty, dingy red hair peeking up. It was just high enough for me to see the top of its head. I screamed for my mom. She came rushing in. And when I asked her why she was trying to scare me, she had no idea what I was talking about. That is a creepy thing. After my dad died, my grandparents would take my sister and me for 1 weekend a month. They lived in the same area. And as a teen, my cousins and I would sneak out at night to ride the golf cart up and down the road. One night we passed a dirt road and saw a man standing there. He waved at us as we passed by and we all saw him clearly, except he had no face. We freaked out, looked back, and he was gone. After my dad passed, my mom remarried a man who was abusive and evil, and I won't go into the details, but I still hate him to this day. My mom eventually left him when I was 18 and we moved into a creepy old house in town, still in Blackville. It was right next to a historic Catholic church with, you guessed it, a cemetery attached. The house was large with 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms, but it always gave me the creeps. There was a computer set up near the kitchen and I would never sit with my back to the hallway because I always felt like something was watching me. And one morning, my mom and I were sitting in the kitchen and I got up to grab something from my room. As I walked down the hall, I saw my, and then it says in quotes, sister in the doorway. I made room for her to pass, then followed her back to the kitchen, except when I got there, she wasn't there. My mom said she was still at school, and I was confused and asked, Well, then who did I just walk past? My mom laughed and said, oh, you see things too. After that night, I had my boyfriend, now my ex-husband, stay with me almost every night. One morning after he left for work, I woke up with a feeling of dread. I tried to turn over, but I couldn't move. Then something rolled me onto my back, and above me was a swirling black cloud. I was terrified. It felt like it was crushing me or trying to enter my body, and I couldn't move or scream, and I just started to sweat and cry, and I prayed as hard as I could, and slowly the pressure lifted and the cloud disappeared. I passed out from the exhaustion and didn't wake up for what felt like hours. A year later, I got married and we moved into my dad's old house. We would go hunting on my grandparents' land next to the house. And one night, we saw a man about 30 yards ahead of us wearing camouflage and a ball cap. As soon as we saw him, he turned into the tree line and vanished. There was no way he could have gone anywhere without us seeing him. I joke that it was probably my dad since he loved hunting. Years passed and my daughter Anna was born, and when she was about 3, she stopped dead in her tracks one day while crawling toward my old bedroom, the one where I'd had my first paranormal experience. She turned around and crawled back to me as if something had scared her, and she never went near that room again. Later, when we moved into a new house, things quieted down for a while, but after my son Noah was born, my daughter started seeing things again. Shadows, glowing eyes, and once she said she saw a shadow duck down in the kitchen. My son had even had an imaginary friend with an odd name, and once he pointed out a man in the woods who wasn't really there. There are so many more stories I could tell, but this is already long enough. I've had my fair share of strange and terrifying experiences, and I don't think I'll ever fully understand them. But I know one thing for sure. The things I've seen are real, and I will never forget them. And that was just sent in anonymously. I think there's so many different things that happened. I don't even think they're all connected. Do you?
You know, I'm with you on that. Because they go from different places, different locations, different people involved, you know, that I'm with you. I'm not sure that they're all connected. What do you think about the first story?
I don't know, because that is horrifying to me that a little girl would be scared to that extent. Like, that bothers me. But
do you think somebody did it?
Like
somebody was, you know, saying, I'm the devil through
like,
pipe
and sibling or something, but what then
or,
she saw
or even
something.
Somebody like, okay, because my mom will tell everybody this story that I was like this hell child that would never do what she wanted and would always, you know, she used to say she could beat the shit out of me and it wouldn't matter, you know, that I'm still going to act up and I was still going to do whatever I wanted to do, and I was very headstrong and stubborn and whatever. And she would put me in a closet and lock the door. And of course, that is why I'm horribly, horribly claustrophobic today, you know, because I'm little, I'm in a locked, dark closet, you know, I'm trying to get out, you know, whatever. But, you know, I hate to say this, but I almost wouldn't put it past her to do some goofy thing like, you know, say, I'm the devil, you need to quit acting up.
But I don't know that her mom was like that. Our mom, that's a different story. But her mom?
I don't know. You know, I have no idea what kind of situation she was in.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I would rather go to this weird, like, some member of the family did that as opposed to it being real.
Yeah. But now when she's hunting and sees the man... And then when they stole the golf cart and they're riding around.
And they saw a man. So they did see
so I
like
wonder,
a man a couple times for sure.
Somebody
at least twice.
On the land. And maybe since her dad did like to hunt, maybe it was her dad they saw.
Yeah.
At least
but,
that
now, we
time.
Don't know that the first one.
So it kind of makes me think, you know, a lot of tragedy happened in this area, this land that they owned. And it just makes me wonder if these are all just separate, totally separate things that aren't even connected. Now,
right.
She or he, I guess, could be. has some kind of ability.
Yeah.
To pick up on stuff.
Yeah, I think so. And now then there are some things now that her daughter is having. Mm-hmm. You know.
Just some creepy stuff. But I got the feeling they're all just separate things. And maybe, you know, there's some kind of darkness on this land that has caused all this tragedy.
I think darkness on this land.
It's cursed.
And then that she has some, she just has abilities.
Yeah.
You know. And so, like, it's kind of like I always say, it doesn't matter where I move. You know, these experiences are going to happen. I kind of think the same thing here because we're talking about different locations even.
I'm curious if that will happen in your next house.
I don't know.
We'll find out when you move there.
We will find out.
So here is another story.
Hi, this is Jess from Texas. I was listening to Carol and your sister Kathy banter back and forth about awesome stories, and it reminded me of a story that I have about visiting my sister and the crazy house that she lived in. So I was in college. I lived about 40 minutes from my sister, and I was really excited to go and see her, so we decided that I would come for a weekend, and I drove to see her. And her house was built in, I think it was like the early 40s. And it was a pretty cute little house. And when I got there, she hadn't been there too long at this point, probably, I'd say maybe a month at this point. And so we got to chatting, and she had little kids at home at the time. They ranged in age from about 8. She had 4 kids from 8 to 2 years old. And she was telling me that she thought some weird things were going on at the house, that she would be sleeping upstairs, and all her kids, mostly they were downstairs. And then she had one little girl upstairs. And she said that she had been waking up at night hearing a child crying. And so she had gotten up, gone into the baby's room that was the closest, her little two-year-old or nearly two-year-old bedroom that was closest to her bedroom upstairs, and checked on her, and she was asleep. And so she thought, okay, well, I'll go downstairs, and because she could still hear this crying. So she went downstairs, and when she got downstairs, she couldn't hear it anymore, and she checked on her kids, and they were asleep, and she thought, well, that's really strange. I swear I could hear a child crying, a small child crying, but she couldn't figure it out. So she thought, okay, that was strange. And then this kind of continued to happen on and off. And then they had a jacuzzi tub in their main bathroom upstairs. And it started just randomly going off. And she would go in there with no water in it. No one would be in the tub, nothing of the kind. And it would just kick on randomly. And so after, I think she said it was about four times of this happening randomly, and it would freak them out because, you know, the jets are loud, especially if there's not water in it. It sounds pretty loud and kind of startling. So they thought, you know what, we're done with this. So they disconnected so that it couldn't start anymore. And then after that, she was telling me that the refrigerator, and when she was telling us this, I was sitting at her countertop in her kitchen, and she had her back to the refrigerator, and she was telling me, well, the refrigerator light clicks on, and it was the kind where you had to like push the button and you could hear it, like you could hear the button click on. And she, as she's telling me this, I kid you not, the second it came out of her mouth, that she said, Jess, the refrigerator light kicks on now too. And the second she finished that sentence, the light behind her clicked on, and we were both like, oh dear, you've got a ghost. And then when I was standing in her little formal, it's like an old little formal dining room, and 40s houses, they're very divided. And so I was just, it wasn't a very big room, but it wasn't closed off all the way, but there was a dimmer switch light. So fancy, I know. And when I was standing in that room, you have to, it's a light that you have to push the little dial in. You ladies probably know, but you have to push this little dial in and then you to turn on the lights, and then you can adjust the brightness. And as I was standing there with the lights on in the dining room, the light clicked off and I was like, what the heck? And so I clicked it back on, and then it started like going up and down in dimness and brightness. And so that was kind of freaky. So that's my sister's house. Yeah, I think she definitely had a spirit there. She had other things happen there too, and I can't remember all of them, but those are the ones that I remember the best. So yeah, hope you ladies enjoyed.
Thank you so much for calling in that story. And Kathy, haunted house?
Yeah, you know, it reminded me, the crying thing. I had that happen to me when I visited Fort Robb, Nebraska, that old fort.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that in an episode
and
a while back.
That hearing a child crying and trying to find it. And I know exactly that feeling. And it's so real. Like, you just get up out of bed and go looking to see where which of your kids is crying. And then they aren't. And then I kept going, you know, and then I realized, oh, the crying. Once I finally figured out it wasn't the kids, this isn't a thing. It felt like it was like in the walls, you know, like it wasn't anywhere. Once I woke up enough and it dawned on me that this thing I'm chasing is not really one of the kids. So I know that exact feeling that she's talking about. And it's just awful. It's an awful feeling. And she talked like it happened more than one time. Like it happened several times with this waking up and crying thing.
That's the one thing there's a lot of things I don't want to hear at night. But the fact that there's a ghost baby somewhere in your life.
And here's the thing. You can't not respond to it.
Exactly.
You have to. You know, because you know, what if it is one of your kids?
Right. You have to go see.
You just don't have a choice when it's something like that. So that's an awful feeling. And then a lot of electronic things were going on in this house, right? We got the jacuzzi business. We got the fridge business. But I'm telling you, that dimmer switch thing, and I know exactly what she's talking about. You have to push it in to turn the light on or off.
Right.
And then
it's just a
dial, and then you just can move it up and down. So if the light was on and then it went off, right? Okay, so she has to hit the button to turn it back on. Something has to be moving the dial to adjust it up and down.
Yeah.
It can't just, you know, dim on its own. You have to turn it.
I'm just going to go haunted house. Totally haunted house.
100%. It'd be fun to know if there's any history to it, but that you just might not ever be able to find out. You know, in a house that you just rented, or, well, maybe they bought this house. I'm not sure. You know, if something happened, she said she thought it was from the 40s. You know, I don't know how you can, maybe you can find out some information. You know,
and so often you just can't. Like,
yeah.
And do you want to know?
It feels like something happened there.
But
especially with this crying child business.
Yeah.
Feels like something happened.
Sometimes, though, I don't really want to know. Like, in my house, if somebody died here, do I want to know that information? I don't know. Is it going to help anything? I don't know.
Maybe if I could talk directly to
the spirit.
I wonder if the sister still lives there or if they, when it, I feel like she doesn't. You know, I feel like they've moved on from that point. But, you know, you might do the saging, you might do the talking, you know. I always feel like the real thing is to talk and just say, okay, you know, I'm living here now. You need to move on.
Probably a really good put your foot down, cut the shit out.
Yeah. One of those. I mean, That I think that's one a starter place for people that are having these troubles yes. is to try to get your because that's easier said than done, people. It's very frightening. It really is. And, you know, to be able to get up your courage and say, okay, this can't go on. We're going to have to figure out something. There's got to be a truce here because you need to move on and not be in this world. You know, somehow you have to get up the nerve to do that, I think, in these sorts of situations.
And one possibility that could be cats make really weird sounds. And sometimes cats in heat make these weird crying kind of sounds. Mm-hmm. Maybe you heard a cat outside that sounded like it was from inside. I don't know, because that happened to me with Bob. My cat,
you
Bob.
And they can sound like it's a baby that's crying.
Oh, my God. I woke up the middle of the night thinking there was a baby in my house crying, and it was, like, echoing in the house. Mm-hmm. And so I got up, and I was like, what the hell is this? Like, and I'm terrified, but I'm living by myself. And Bob was mm-hmm. a kitten at the time, and I hadn't gotten him fixed yet. Little did mm-hmm. I know I should have. And And it was him making that sound.
Well,
but it
there
sounded
is that,
like
but,
a crying child.
But when it happened to me, it like I always said, you know, when I was up at the Fort Robb situation and heard it, it wasn't a crying baby. It was a crying 5 or 6 year old.
Which is much different, yeah.
Which is like more of just a sobby kind of cry. Mm-hmm. Like they got put in timeout and they're in their bedroom doing the like that kind of crying. Mm. It was a different, it wasn't like a that kind of baby once fed or something crying.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was I was hearing that night, but I know
I'm
now it was Bob.
The way she's talking, it was more of that sobby child thing, the way she felt, got up and, you know, started looking for it. There's a difference.
Some creepy shit. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. Audio Boom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.